Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing this tonight, but I'm glad that I am. I'm enjoying the moment. I'm glad to be hosting. Would I rather be doing Cardinal baseball right now? I guess. I don't know. I'm good with either. That's one of the benefits of the job that I have. Whether I'm doing Cardinals pre-post or hosting Sports Open Line, I'm pretty happy with either one. If you don't know what's going on, if you just got into your car, maybe a little late night at work, maybe you just worked till 6 o'clock most nights and you tuned in and you're like, where's the Cardinal game? Well, Cardinal game got postponed. No game tonight because of rain in Cincinnati. So they are going to play two games coming up tomorrow, and it's going to be a day-nighter. First game is scheduled for 11:40 a.m. St. Louis time. So that means our coverage tomorrow is going to begin, can I say bright and early at 10:45? Like bright, generally bright and early infers like 6, 7, maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. But we're not talking about like normal time. We're talking about baseball time. So everything shifts. And in baseball time, 10:45 in the morning is bright and early. So Kyle Sixto, I'm going with him. Am I good with that?
I think you're good with it. Okay. The bigger thing is that it probably won't be bright outside. I think it's going to rain tomorrow too.
Okay, so gloomy and early, overcast and early, whatever you want it to be. It's going to be early. 10:45 is when our broadcast will start. We'll have a little bit of a break in between, and then second game is at 5:40, so the standard 4:45 pregame for that. And there's going to be a lot of baseball. There's going to be a lot of baseball on KMOX tomorrow. The Dave Glover Show will be in between, and we'll get they'll do a lot of baseball because Wheels is going to be there, but it's going to be fun. But we are here tonight, and we've got a couple things planned. We'll see if anything else pops up. Again, kind of throwing this show together at the very last moment. But our good friend Lynn Worthy from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today, he's going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. Our good friend Joe Roderick from Sports Hub STL, he's going to join us at about 7:35. And we're going to have plenty of time to talk to you. So if you want to call, text, tweet, or leave a voice message or leave a comment on our stream, you're able to do so. Again, the phone number is, and this is for calling and texting, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or if you are listening or watching on the video stream, as we see that number continue to grow, just leave a comment and we can address that as we go along. So the Cardinals don't play today. They lose yesterday. Again, I don't want to spend the entire show rehashing what we did on the extra inning show last night and what we just did during Redbird Rush Hour. And I want to bring a little common sense to all of this because Man, people are freaking out about the home road thing, and I get it. Like, there's no even putting lipstick on a pig here to try to make that road record look good. I mean, it's bad. It's really, really bad. It's 2-12. It is the only team in baseball that has a worse road record than the Cardinals are the Colorado Rockies, who are 1-14 on the road. By the way, sidebar, how bad are the Rockies? Like, this is, we spent so much time last year talking about how bad the White Sox are, and they were, and they deserved every bit of criticism that went their way. Why don't we criticize the Rockies the same way we criticized the White Sox last year? A criticism of the White Sox last year was a national thing, right? If you were watching baseball, the White Sox were the running joke of the season. And no matter what corner of the baseball world you were speaking from, it was a very normal thing. Why aren't we treating the Rockies the same way? Why do they, not that they get a free pass, because it's a little bit out there. I follow Woody Page on Twitter, around the horn guy, but he's a Denver guy. He used to write for the Denver Post. Now he writes for the Denver Gazette, I think it is. It's the same people who own like the Colorado Springs Gazette. I think it's an online only newspaper, but he's a Denver guy. And to his credit, he has been killing, just absolutely destroying the Rockies on his social media. But like, outside of that, it seems like they're just kind of, it's anecdotal. Every once in a while, somebody say something about the Rockies, but we're not treated in the way they should. They have a terrible owner. That's one of the things that also bugs me. Let's bring this back to St. Louis. I see it all. There is a very good chance that between, especially now that I'm about to say what I'm about to say, because some smart aleck out there is going to tweet, is going to send me a text message. There's a very good chance that sometime between now and 8 o'clock, the text line will say, you know, sell the team, the DeWitts need to sell, yada, yada, yada. That is something that I see all the time. And I'm not trying to be, if you feel that way, I'm really not trying to be disrespectful to you. But people who say that just don't realize the job that the DeWitts have done, how much the DeWitts care about the Cardinals. Are they without criticism? No. Like, the team is in the spot that they're in right now, in part because the DeWitts allowed it to go down to the point where it's at right now. They're also working very hard to lift it back up, and it's going to be a process. I believe that. So I'm not letting them completely off the hook, but the DeWitts are very good owners. And then you go compare the DeWitts to some of the other owners in baseball and in pro sports for that matter. And like, honestly, I'm going to be a jerk here. I'm just going to be a jerk because I can do that every once in a while. If you honestly think that the DeWitts should sell the team, you have zero clue of what's going on in professional sports in the United States outside of St. Louis. Okay? That's it. Because there are terrible owners. There are terrible owners who don't care, who simply do not care. People ask me sometimes, do the DeWitts care about the empty seats at Busch Stadium? You bet you're, you know what they do. They don't like that. They don't like it at all. And hopefully we don't see that moving forward, that the team lifts itself up enough in hopefully a fairly short amount of time that the empty seats aren't as existent as they are right now. You think Dick Monfort in Denver, Colorado cares about the empty seats? You think Bob Nutting, I think that's his name, the guy in Pittsburgh, cares about the empty seats? The dude in Minnesota, you think he cares about empty seats? No. They're cashing their checks from the national TV money. They're looking for their new sources of revenue and income, and they're putting a blank product on the field. So I feel pretty strong about that. All right, wasn't planning to talk about that this second. See, this is the thing, when we don't have a whole lot planned over a two-hour show trying to put this thing together at the last second, you get that from me. Lynn Worthy's going to join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back at it, it's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you till 8 o'clock this evening. At 8 o'clock, it's a replay of the Gas House Gang. And you know what? Maybe the benefit of having a Cardinal rainout. Tuesday Gas House Gang, that's one of the best ones of the week because you have an unfiltered conversation with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol, and he's on for the first half hour, so if you missed that earlier today, you'll be able to rehear it beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. Let's bring on right now, he is a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is our good friend Lynn Worthy. Lynn, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope all is well, Matt.
Yeah, doing all right. Let's start with the Blues. You've obviously been writing a lot about them lately as they continue their playoff run. Like, what do you make of this, not just them winning two games in a row here, but just kind of the totality of what we've seen from this team over the last 6 weeks or so, where they went on that great run, they had a little bit of a lull at the end of the regular season, lost the first two games against Winnipeg, but then they've just been dominant in the last two games here in the playoffs. It's so much fun right now watching them do what they're doing.
Yeah, it's an incredible atmosphere at Enterprise for those two playoff games out there for both. And even just on the stretch of the regular season when they were in that streak, and, you know, I think the last couple of wins they had in the streak were games and pull out the wins, you know, in sudden death and that sort of thing. So it's just really crazy. You know, the fact that they just, since the Four Nations break, have been one of the best teams in hockey. And up until that point, you weren't sure which direction the team was going to go or what, you know, there was some debate about what to do at the trade deadline. So they really have completely, you know, changed sort of the outlook on the season. And now you're in a series where you could knock off the team that had the best record in the NHL.
Hey, Lynn, we've got a little bit of a tough connection with you. We're going to hang up and call you right back, if you don't mind that.
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to get Lynn right back here in just a moment or so. He sounded a little bit digitized there. So we'll get him back on and hopefully have a little bit of a better connection with him coming up in just a moment or so. Blues are going to get back at it for Game 5 coming up tomorrow as they play in a best of three series. I enjoyed reading what Lynn had to write in his most recent column about the Blues, where talked about Braden Schenn's line. And, you know, I think one of them, and this is when we get him back on the phone, I want to ask him about this, because this group and the way they've been able to play through injuries and mix and match a little bit has been really, really good. And, you know, obviously when Dylan Holloway took a step out, they needed to figure out what they wanted to do. And now that that second line is a group that continues to perform, we do have Lynn Worthy back. Lynn, sorry about that. Glad to get you back on. I thought you made a really good point when your most recent column that ran today talked a lot about that second line and how that group needs to go out and continue to, you know, perform and score goals and not worry about, as it says in the headline, not worry about being bruisers, but indeed go out and help this team win games.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that is just the fact that, you know, they had to restructure that line after the loss of Don Holloway. And he made that second line really, at least that second line with him on it, whether or not it was him, it was a combination. But that second line was really a driving force in a big chunk of the season, and also during that streak that they went on that put them in the playoffs. I mean, the Robert Thomas, Pavel Buchnevich line has been obviously their top line and their most productive line. But the Braden Shen, Holloway, Kyrie line has been one of the almost on par with him as far as production throughout the entire season.
So on that line, though, you do have Jake Neighbors, and he has been a hitting machine. What do you make of the physicality that we have seen from this team, especially in the last two games?
Yeah, the fact that they set such a tone, I mean, like, you love that when you see the season and the series start and you see the first period. I think Braden Shen had set like a record for his in a first period of playoffs. But at the same time, to me, it was like, okay, you saw the difference there in game four by actually creating scoring chances. And when you look at the numbers, it's like, okay, they like Shen and Neighbors were heavy in terms of the hit totals, and Neighbors, I think, was leading almost all of the playoffs as far as hits for 60 minutes or something like that, at least at that point, through the first three games. But they weren't really creating a whole lot of offense. And you saw what happened when they created offense in that second, in that fourth game, the second game in St. Louis. I think Neighbors was, he obviously had the tip in for that first goal. It wasn't their line completely. Shen was on the ice with him, but I think it was Sundqvist instead of Kyrou. They were all together for Shen's goal. They were also out there for Fox's goal. So you see that line, you know, really gives them some balance. You can't put everything on that Thomas Buchnevich line, even though they had obviously an outstanding game three, but you just can't count on that every night.
We're talking with Lynn Worthy from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Let's jump over to the Cardinals, and there's so much talk about their road record, which is 2-12, which obviously is terrible. Fans think that there's something there. You ask Oliver Marmol, he seems, you know, borderline annoyed by the questions and thinks it's just part of baseball, and that, you know, it's just kind of the quirkiness of baseball, and at some point in time, it's going to kind of even itself out. You've covered baseball for a really long time. Do you make anything of this tough road record to start the season?
I mean, if it continues, then yes. Like right now, I mean, it is a little early, but I mean, I guess, you know, you fall back to some of those cliches where it's like, you know that aren't that good sometimes struggle on the road, but I just don't know if it's early enough. I mean, I think it's a little early to say that's what they fall into that category. Where, you know, when we get another month down the road and their record is looking the same way, and it's like, well, you know, it's maybe that's just who they are. But I mean, you can give them, I guess, a little bit of leeway right now, but at the same time, there's no doubt that there's a big difference between the results on the road and at home, and some of that may be the schedule and all that, but that's why, again, you know, it's a little early right now, but see how it continues.
This is a weird team. Like, they win at home, they don't win on the road. Starting pitching is keeping in the game. Relief pitching has not been especially good. Offense has been mostly good, but a lot of the young guys are starting to take a step back now. It doesn't feel like the identity of this team is completely formed, and that's true for a lot of baseball teams on April 29th. But I think a lot of fans are still trying to figure out, is this a team that can find a way to contend this year, or is this just going to be that kind of throwaway team where guys are going to get runway and you're going to try to learn, and maybe at some point you start trading guys off? It's still really early, so I feel dumb asking this question, but where do you sit on this team and their potential ability to actually be a contending kind of team, and not contending for the biggest crown, but contending just to maybe be a playoff team?
Well, I guess having covered some teams where you've got, you know, young players and guys still sort of getting their footing at the major league level, what you get is a lot of inconsistency, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. Again, it's early, but I mean, I think, you know, you see guys have these stretches where they look like potential stars and guys who are going to have breakouts, and then you see these long stretches of, you know, where it's like, oh man, they fall into a hole. And same thing with pitching, where, you know, you have a guy who has, like, you know, throws no-hit stuff one night, and then another night, you know, struggles to get through five, and it's that sort of thing, I think, is, you know, what you get with teams that are just sort of, you know, a lot of youth and just not, you know, not as far as the roster makeup. So, and then the second part, I mean, like you said, the runway and everything, that's as much as they have pretty much told you with the things they've said and the things they've done throughout the winter, that this season's about finding out about guys. Can they make a playoff push? And I understand that if you talk to players, and, you know, Ollie Marmol is not going to come out and say this season is about losing. But as far as the actions and what we've seen throughout the winter and the things that they have focused on as far as runway, who's going to get playing time, making sure you put guys in certain positions to clear a path for them, that's what the season is about. So the record, as much as, you know, it goes against everything that people in St. Louis have become accustomed to, the record is not really the focus. At least that's not what the season's going to be about.
Yeah, that's what they've said. Sometimes they do things in games and it kind of confuses you. Is this about the runway or is it about winning? But it's just kind of a murky mess in so many ways right now. Lynn Worthy, he is a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Lynn, I know we asked you last minute on this, so thank you so much for taking some time with us, and hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark real soon.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
You bet. That's Lynn Worthy joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We've talked about this over and over, and it's why I'm trying to choose my words carefully, because I would just love to know, like, internally, what's motivating all the decisions that are made, or most of the decisions that are being made? And this is, I've talked about this a lot, like my struggles in the job that I do, because part of my job, especially when it comes to, you know, hosting a post game show and talking about things on shows like this and Redbird Rush Hour, like, you want to know what the plan is. You want to know why for teams that are all in. Well, then every decision that is made should have something to do with winning. And with where the Cardinals are at right now, not every decision is motivated by winning. Some decisions are motivated by giving guys playing time and putting guys into certain situations just to give them that experience and things like that. And what's challenging is, sometimes the Cardinals do things that make you feel like, okay, the focus is winning. When you run Phil Maton out there 13 of the first 23 times, while a young guy that you added on the 40-man roster in the offseason and Matt Svensson is just sitting in the bullpen not getting any work, that's not a runway move. That's a win now move. Because I know the team thinks highly of Matt Svensson. They didn't have to add him to the 40-man roster in the offseason. There's not even a guarantee that if they wouldn't have added him to the 40-man roster that he would have even been plucked by any other team in baseball. That's not a guarantee sort of thing. It was probably a 50-50 shot that he would have been selected. So they think enough of a guy like Svensson that they put him on the 40-man roster in the offseason. But then he just kind of sits out there. And does Phil Maton give you the best chance to win over Matt Svensson? Yeah, of course he does. I'm not arguing the other side of it. But that's where I struggle with this whole thing, because maybe we just need to throw the bullpen decisions out the window. Maybe those aren't the runway decisions. Maybe the runway decisions are about starting pitching, Matthew Liberatore. About the lineup, Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman. Maybe the bullpen's different. Maybe it's not as valuable to give guys runway in the bullpen. That's not so much about trying to figure out who guys are from a relief pitching standpoint. And there's probably some truth to that. How much are we really going to learn about Matt Svensson by throwing him in there? And how valuable is that going to be to the long-term health of the St. Louis Cardinals? The long-term health of the St. Louis Cardinals is very much impacted by if Matthew Liberatore can be an every fifth day starter. Very impacted by if Jordan Walker can reach his potential. Very impacted by if Nolan Gorman can be a 30 home run guy. Is it really that impacted by, hey, Matt Swanson can be a nice, reliable reliever for us out of the bullpen. So it's not an apples-to-apples thing when we're talking about starting pitching and position players, especially everyday position players, or potential everyday position players, versus arms in the bullpen. I get that. But it is still, I think, a challenge. It's a challenge for me, so I would have to think it's a challenge for most of you, where we hear about runway and opportunities and youth and all of that. Yet sometimes the decisions that are made seem to be going against that. And by the way, I think internally the Cardinals think they can win this year. I think internally they have a belief that this can be a pretty good season. And we're not talking like World Series. We're not talking deep run in the playoffs. But we're talking hang around in the playoff picture. And who knows? Maybe something happens in the final month of the season and you steal a playoff spot. To me, that's kind of the ceiling of the team this year. And I think there's probably a lot of people with the Cardinals who think that that is a legitimate possibility. I think it's a legitimate possibility as well, for that matter. All right, we'll take a break. We've got a lot more coming up. Joe Roderick's going to join us in about an hour. We'll have time for your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, all of that stuff. We'll talk Cardinals. We'll get a little Blues in there as well. We got lots of stuff to get to. It's not going to be hard getting to 8 o'clock tonight as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, an unexpected Graybar Sports Open Line. We expected it to have baseball, but no baseball is being played because it is raining. Actually, one of our listeners lives in Cincinnati and said that he lives in Cincinnati and the storm right now is incredible. No way the game could have been played. Yeah, well, again, I'll yell this one to the high heavens. We need to, let's normalize postponing baseball games when you know that you're not going to play. It was Boston this year, right? Wasn't it? They were never going to play that game. They were never, ever, ever, ever going to play that game that got rained out in Boston. There was no window. There was no opportunity. Like, there was nothing. And we sat there for hours. I remember. I was and I lost my voice, so I sounded terrible. I felt terrible. Yeah, I'm making this about me right now. But it's bigger than that, much bigger than that. But that's why I remember that day so well, because I felt terrible. And we're just sitting there. They were never going to play the game. So I don't have a lot of nice things to say about the Cincinnati Reds. Kudos to the Cincinnati Reds. I appreciate you, Cincinnati Reds, for saying, hey, let's look at the radar. Hey, it's going to start raining in a half hour, and it's not going to stop for 2 days, basically. And we'll see about tomorrow. It's a little bit of a different situation because, man, you got a doubleheader. You got to get at least one of those games in for sure tomorrow. But there's some bad weather that's sitting there in Cincinnati tomorrow as well. The worst thing would be for them, because they're doing a day-night doubleheader tomorrow. The worst thing would be if that first game is delayed by a bunch and then it like runs into the time that the second game is going to go. I'm going to like open up the curtain a little bit for you, more so than you probably want to have the curtain open. But this happened once last season. So like tomorrow is the day-night doubleheader. So from a radio standpoint, I'm going to get really radio nerdy with you. Just bear with me for a second. So there's tomorrow from a technical standpoint, and we've got like 150 affiliates on the Cardinal Radio Network. From a technical standpoint, it's going to be two completely separate broadcasts. The first game's going to end, and then KMOX is just going to run our regular programming. All the stations across the network will run their normal programming. And then at 4:45, when we start the pregame show, then everybody will pick it back up. So there was a time last – and where you get in trouble is if the first game is delayed so much that you don't get off the air by the time the second broadcast is about to start, then you got issues. You got technical issues. And there was a time last year that almost happened, where we were really pushing to get that post game show over with, just to make sure that we didn't have to get there. Text message says I am being a little selfish I'm not. Look, it's not like I'm actually working more tonight. Not working as late, but you know, the work portion, I'm doing more work hosting Sports Open Line than probably doing Cardinals pre-post. There's no reason to just sit around and wait. Now the other side of that is the amazing audio that we have that we play during rain delay. Like just some of this stuff that we play for you is so awesome, and I love being able to sit back and listen to it. So that's the positive. The negatives is like, why are we doing this? They're never going to play this game. We're just going to sit here for 3 hours, and then they're going to cancel it when they could have made that decision 5 hours ago. The positive is we get to play this audio for you. That is very, very, very cool. Text message coming in says from the 618 says, I'm not freaking out about Cardinals road games, but the sports analysts are, and so it feeds everyone else. Let's just wait and see. The season is early. I don't blame the DeWitts for every downfall. And goes on to say some other nice things. Yeah, so look, I'll say this, though. Like, what the sports writers who are asking about the record here at the beginning of the season, they're not doing their job if they're not asking about it. I agree with Oliver. And I if you heard him last night, specifically on the, you know, his post-game comments, I think Ollie was a little frustrated being asked about it again. Like, it's not something that he really wants to talk about. And I agree with Ollie that it's more nothing than anything, that this is something, it's just fluky, and that happens in baseball. You know, he keeps saying, and I'll kind of parrot him on this, he keeps talking about the fact that, you know, it was last year, I think it was last year, where the Cardinals couldn't win a first game of the series to save their lives, and that's all that was asked about, and then all of a sudden it just kind of started working itself out. That is, I'm 99% sure that's what's going to happen here. And if it doesn't happen here, if we are 2 months into the season, 3 months into the season, and their road record is still terrible, and their home record is still really good, then is when, at that point in time, if Ollie is still sitting there saying, it's just kind of quirky, it's just baseball being baseball, at that point I would push back on him a little bit. Because at that point there's enough of a sample size that's like, okay, something's leading to this. This is not just coincidence. Something is leading to this. We're not at that point yet. We're not at that point yet. And so let's just go from there. Got a text message from 314 says, I've listened to you for a few hours. I know what you're saying. We're talking about the rain delay stuff. But you also have to think about the people that have tickets and the plans that they have to change. If you have a chance to play the game, if you have a legitimate chance to play the game, that's not what I'm talking about. But whether you have tickets and you have to change your plans, if you know you're not going to play, just bang it. Just don't play it. Postpone it. Now, if there's a legitimate chance to be able to play it, that's a completely different thing. I guess sometimes they'll tell you that they're waiting to see if a weather system maybe, because sometimes it'll be like a question about a weather system's coming in, and you know what? It might stay north. It might stay south. It might die out before it gets here. In those type of situations where there is a legitimate possibility that it could change, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, like specifically that day in Boston, they were never going to play that game. There is not a weather person in the world that would have told you they were going to play that game. So kudos to the good folks in Cincinnati for making the decision that they made. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. For those of you who are watching the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can leave a comment. We'll take your phone calls, though. We got an opportunity, especially with this kind of being an unscheduled sports open line. We've got an opportunity to take phone calls. So if you want to get in here on anything Cardinals related, you can do so. Again, 314-436-7900. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up hour number one in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. Hour number two, our good friend Joe Roderick's going to join us. He's going to be with us at about 7:35. We'll keep the phone lines open, so after the 7 o'clock news, if you want to chime in on anything Cardinals-related, that's going to be your opportunity to do so. We've got some more text messages that we'll respond to. Also, if you are watching the show on our various social media channels, you can comment there, and we will certainly get to that as we go along. So, quickly, and I don't know if you know all the background on this. At the Battlehawks game this past weekend, there was a player for the other team who got into it with a fan, and dude slapped the fan. The video's out there on social media. Kyle, have you seen this video that I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen it, okay. No.
So the player from the other team, I mean, he didn't like what the fan was saying. Open hand, boom, just like hits the dude square up. In the social media video, which is being filmed kind of far away, like you could hear the whomp of of the slap. Like it was a legit slap. And then one of his teammates is like laughing as they walk away. So I love the Battlehawks. I'm glad that we get Battlehawks players on every week. Appreciate what the UFL is trying to do. They issued a statement, like I think yesterday or 2 days ago, that's just basically saying, we're aware. Yeah, we know you're aware. Everybody's aware. It's on social media. Like, say a little bit more. But today, they did announce that the guy's been suspended for one game. One game. If you go into the stands, and I guess he didn't go into the stands. He was on the field looking up. And I'm not trying to say, I don't know what the fan said. Well, let's even assume, like, for this conversation, the fan said something they should not say. That does not give the player the right to go slap a dude. What's the league doing? Like, this guy shouldn't play again this year, right? Like, am I one game? One game doesn't seem enough. I feel like if this happens in the NFL or the NBA, it can't really happen in the it'd be tough for it to happen in the NHL. If it happened in baseball, it would be a pretty serious suspension that was handed down. It would be leading every single sports show and everything. It happened at a Battlehawks game in the UFL, so it's not going to get the attention. But am I wrong? Does one game suspension seem a little light for that?
It definitely does. I didn't see the video, but I'm kind of surprised he wasn't held back more than so he was just able to go up there.
And yeah, that's it was crazy. Just him and his teammate, and teammate thought it was funny.
Wow.
That dude should be suspended for one game.
Yeah.
And the other guy should be suspended for the entire season.
Agreed.
If I was the czar of the United Football League, that would be my decision. If you slap somebody in the stands, no matter what they say, and if they said that, there can be culpability for what, not culpability, but there can be accountability for what happens with the fan as well. If they went across the line, but that player should not play another game in the league, at least for the rest of this year. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.